Let us put you in touch with our loyal, supportive, and dedicated listeners today. They're waiting to hear from you. It's inexpensive. It's effective. Call KHNC at 1-800-205-6245. K&H Valley Heating and Air Conditioning take this opportunity to remind area drivers that the safe operation of a motor vehicle and the consumption of alcohol do not mix. When you take to the road this holiday season, take along the three C's of safety: caution, courtesy, and common sense. That's from A&H Valley Heating and Air Conditioning, the experts who can tell you if your last year's fuel bill was grossly out of line, and if it was, what repairs or replacements would offer the greatest long-term savings. Call 303-659-1087. 303-659-1087. Mention this holiday reminder for fast service. That's A&H Valley Heating and Air Conditioning.
This is George Flynn of SelfDefenseGuns.com. Our concealed carry classes meet the training requirements to obtain a Colorado or Wyoming concealed carry permit, as well as non-resident Utah and Florida. We feel very strongly that ladies should exercise their right to carry and protect themselves and their loved ones. That's why our Annie Oakley special allows any student to bring a lady to our classes for free. Visit SelfDefenseGuns.com or call 970-622-2091. That's 970-622-2091.
Sick of playing the guessing game with your vitamins? Tired of paying hundreds or even thousands of dollars for supplements that may or may not work? If you're a professional athlete or just looking for nutritional peace of mind, look no more, because you've found Bio Superfood, the next generation in supplementation. 100% natural Bio Superfood packs all your essential proteins, vitamins, minerals, antioxidants, enzymes, and many of nature's special forces you need for optimum health. Call BioAge at 877-288-9116, 877-288-9116.
Well, good morning, Dr. Stan here at the American Freedom Network, and with us this morning is Joel Skousen from World Affairs Brief, and we're going to give you his view of the most important stories of this last week. So go ahead, Joel, what are we going to start off with?
Well, let's start talking a little bit about the economy. Mike Shedlock published a very telling interview with a big commercial real estate developer, a veteran of 40 years of experience developing commercial real estate in 15 states. It gives a pretty accurate picture of where we are headed in the core economy. The developer who is speaking to Irene of Phil Stock World wishes to remain anonymous, and this is understandable. You know, in the real estate market, Stan, there's almost an unwritten rule that you shall never say anything public negative about the markets, because everything that real estate brokers deal with is about the illusion that the markets are going up and therefore people should buy. Mm-hmm. But he had, so he has to speak anonymously lest he get on the bad side of all the other people he works with. But he said that the commercial real estate is undergoing deleveraging with the rest of the economy. Debts are being reduced or going into default. His large numbers of projects are not cash flowing and will have to be liquidated. What he means by not cash flowing is that they don't even bring in enough income to service the debt. Ownership will have to be transferred. He said that normally, you see, when you have liquidation, new owners come in at a lesser price, and the original owners lose a portion of their equity depending on how low, below market, or below cost they have to sell it in order to liquidate the debt. Currently said there's an oversupply caused by the same ill-advised financing that led to overbuilding in the first place. Irene asked him, how far into the decline are we? He said, only about 25%, and that's a very disturbing figure. A lot has been recognized, he said. It's no longer a surprise. Some properties have already been foreclosed, but there are a lot of vacancies. He says, I think a substantial group of commercial properties will get foreclosed next year. And he says, I don't see any leveling off for a few years because of the problems of contraction, debt, and oversupply. He says, you know, oversupply in real estate doesn't get worked off. The buildings have to be used. Less consumption and less business means less demand. And creative financing, excessive easy money caused the oversupply. It caused the hype in the prices. Now there's less demand, less employment, less consumption. And on top of that, the excess debt is still there and has to be paid off. And that's why there's going to be more deleveraging to come. He says we probably have many more years of value declines ahead. Then Irene asks him, do you think the recession is over? No, he says, we will be in it for a number of years, assuming that GDP is up in the short time. It doesn't matter. It's due to more debt expansion. And he's absolutely right. This is due to bailout, not the real economy. The real world debt must eventually decline. It's a government-induced blimp that cannot go on. It's not sustainable. And let's see, he talked about the fact that California is bankrupt. He won't invest in that state. He feels it's too unstable. He's investing rather in Texas, which has a low tax structure and a stronger economy, he says, than California. Then Irene says, does it really matter that we're bankrupt? Some people really don't believe it matters anymore. And he answers, we seem to be functioning as though we're not and that it doesn't matter, but there's no question that only $2 trillion in revenue can't service $100 trillion in debt, and that's where we're headed. And he's absolutely right. As we've talked about before, Stan, I think that the powers that be have a world war plan for us that will wipe out the financial centers in the United States and clear all the debts and allow them to basically tell the American people we've got to start over and rebuild with a new international order. So I think that's where they're headed. They're obviously spending with oblivion, with abandon. They don't intend to ever pay this thing off. There's got to be an end sometime, and it's either the actual bankruptcy that you can't service the debt or war that wipes it all out. And I'm betting on the last because of the headlong push for the same suicidal disarmament under Obama that all other Republican and Democratic administrations have pursued with Russia, who's continuing to cheat on all treaties and build large stockpiles of weapons of mass destruction. Last question she asked him, in your business, would you be hiring people anytime soon? No hiring, he says, due to the economic and health care issues. We're not hiring anybody. Notice health care issues are depressing anyone's feelings about hiring employees. This is a major millstone threatening people to have to provide health care for everyone in businesses over a certain size. Hiring, he says, is a liability, might be taking on a lifelong obligation. We prefer to be firing now, decreasing the number of employees rather than hiring. Well, that's a very grim look, but it's absolutely correct. There is virtually no indication that, other than falsified job figures. I mean, look, one of the interesting things that I found out is that I think it's September and now, the government has hired 76,000 additional workers. And so that's where the job gains. It's in the federal government hiring people. I mean, this is just incredible bailout. This is like a WPA, and that's what Russell Roberts, professor of economics at George Mason, says. He says the challenge is to create genuine, productive jobs, not make-work jobs. And the direct spending component of the government's tax rebates and bailouts has been $145 billion, and a lot of that was inflationary, as I have said in my briefs. Four government agencies have spent most of that money: Departments of Health and Human Services, that's all welfare; Department of Labor, that's welfare; Department of Education, and that's just wasted money; Social Security Administration, of course, and that's direct injection money to people on Social Security. And he says what's interesting is these agencies don't have any shovels, meaning the money has gone to increase funding of things like Alzheimer's research, bolster tax revenues of states so that teachers can continue to be paid to digitize medical records and to continue paying unemployment benefits. Some of the money went to give raises to workers, pleasant for them, he says, but not so helpful for job creation. Roughly half of the job losses since December 2007 are in construction and manufacturing. And
hang on there. We'll be back in just a moment here with Joel Skousen of the American Network.
We're talking today with Tom Phillips, founder of The Green Herb. Tom, what makes The Green Herb different?
First is our health analysis. I know of no other company that will take the time necessary to suggest an in-depth herbal program especially for you. And we do it at no charge or obligation. Also, we manufacture all of our products right in the Wheat Ridge facilities. This way we can assure you that you're getting the highest quality products available. Last is our guarantee. If you don't think our products are the finest, most potent herbal products available, just return the bottle and we'll exchange it or refund your purchase price. We can do the analysis at The Green Herb, over the phone, or online at www.thegreenherb.com. Call today and set an appointment for your free health profile at 888-765-HERB. That's 888-765-4372. Or come by our store on the north side of I-70 Frontage Road, 1 mile west of Kipling.
11 years ago, when my uncle started the Patriot Trading Group, gas was 75 cents a gallon. We were running an alleged budget surplus, and the total national debt was $5 trillion, and the government was forecasting the debt would be eliminated by 2010. And I thought my uncle was a wacko with tinfoil on his head. Well, I owned tech stock, certain to become a millionaire before the millennium rolled over. Since then, the debt has doubled, jobs are heading overseas, and 100,000 people have joined Eric with tinfoil on their heads. I'm Joe Jaquin, Vice President for the Patriot Trading Group, and as gold and silver have doubled and even tripled during the first 11 years, the issues facing this country over the next 11 years look far worse. Call the Patriot Trading Group at 800-951-0592. We offer all forms of gold, silver, platinum, and palladium shipped and delivered at the most competitive prices in the country. Call us, 800-951-0592, or check out our website at allamericangold.com. And remember, you don't need to have tinfoil to own gold and silver.
Well, I just stand here. Our guest this morning, Joel Skousen, and we're talking about what's happening to the economy. Joel has interviewed a very, very successful businessman in the real estate business, and the gentleman prefers to remain anonymous, but he's just pointing out that things look like we've got a long time to go. We're going to have continued recession. We're going to have a lot more of the people who have commercial property loans and borrowed money to put in commercial developments, and they're going to go belly up because they just can't make enough money to service their debt. And some people are going to end up buying these, doing very well. But we've got a long time to go. Don't rush into the field. Don't rush into purchasing failed commercial property right now. So, Joel, you go ahead and pick the story up.
Well, we're keying in on the remarks to the U.S. to a joint House-Senate Committee on the Economy by Russell Roberts, conservative free market economic professor from George Mason University. He works with Walter Williams of that university. He says, some argue that it doesn't matter what we spend the money on. The main thing is to get the money into circulation. People will spend it, create demand for products, which creates jobs and puts more money in the hands of people and so on. Ironically, this Keynesian story only works best when the economy is healthy. But consumer spending is down because people are rightfully worried about the future. The future of the economy is highly uncertain. So prudence is a good idea, but when people get scared of the future, they're going to save more and spend less compared to when they are optimistic about the future. So fiscal policy that counts on the multiplier doesn't work any better than monetary policy in that famous liquidity trap. This is particularly true of temporary increases in income. So both fiscal and monetary policies are constrained by the anxiety that people have about the future. And then he keys this in to political intervention in the economy messes it up. He says, unfortunately, policymakers aren't very good at dispelling anxiety or creating confidence. Politicians like to show how active they are, and that activity creates uncertainty in the markets. So spending an extra $235 billion in the face of $1.4 trillion deficit, or an additional proposal to spend $200 billion, may actually make things worse. And these possibilities do not encourage confidence. While politicians may not be good at creating confidence, they can be very good at creating increased uncertainty. And that's really true. Especially, you know, when they intervene in the markets, people don't have the same predictability that they do. For example, when they start bailing out the medical field, the automobile industry, and the financial sector, a lot of other people feel like, gee, you know, my sector isn't getting bailed out, and they get even more discouraged about the prospects of their sector when they see these disequalities of the markets being promoted by government. So, you know, he says, you know, the carbon dioxide emission taxes and restrictions are going to really create uncertainty in the markets. And it certainly discourages risk-taking to get the economy going. We need new businesses to start and old businesses to expand. But if the owners can't be sure of what the rules of the game are going to be, the tax rates they might face, the interest rates they might face, the inflation rate that they might face, the health care mandates they might face, the emission requirements they may face, it's not surprising that business and investors and consumers are going to sit on the sidelines until things stabilize. And right now, they're not looking, Stan, like they're ever going to stabilize. It's especially when you're talking about, you know, this commercial real estate dealer says, no way am I going to be hiring people when we don't know what this health care is going to do to us. It could be the largest tax increase businesses have in the history of business, and that's going to really depress the economy. So it's really a serious problem, and jobs, as I say, are shed very rapidly when the economy is going down, but they are very, very hard to get people to come back to hiring. You know, the cost of hiring people is very, very big, and that's one of the biggest things that I've always said. If you wanted to get a jump start to the economy, you simply strip away all government regulations and taxes relating to hiring, so that you don't have to pay taxes if you hire a maid. You don't have to pay Social Security on their wages. You don't have to file a report. Just hire, 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 and make it cheap to hire people. And that's the way to, you know, take the ropes off the economy, is to get small people, individuals, to hire other individuals without worrying about paying all of these huge taxes, which requires hiring an accountant to handle all the paperwork.
So we're in for another
tough year in 2010, even though I think the government will continue to put more bailouts in as they see the numbers come down. Their only excuse is to throw more money at it.
Well, I think that this health care bill, certainly, you know, along with you know, Social Security benefits people are going to have to pay, and Medicare benefits which people are going to have to pay, Medicare taxes. We do hire people in our little organization, and believe me, this is an expensive proposition. They raise the amount of money higher it costs. Why, you know, we're going to have to lay people off. It's just the way that the real world runs. So you go right ahead.
Well, ultimately, the economy would be better off if everyone got used to the economic level that we have right now. That is, what the economy is like when people don't use extensive debt to make it run. And I think that's important. You can't continue to build an economy based upon debt. You have to start to liquidate that and run within our means. And the economy is always going to grow much slower, and that's good for stability. And that's good for predictability, and that's what we need now. We do not need government to continue to intervene and throw billions of dollars at these issues. But they will. And as I say, they're spending with abandon, talking about trillions of dollars for carbon credits and things, and that's got to be sucked out of real productive endeavors and put into this hugely churning speculative economy, which gets bigger and bigger, which, you know, most of this bailout money has gone into. So I'm not optimistic about the real economy turning around, although the longer they let it stay down without massive injections, the actual better chance it has of recovering. But we'll never recover from the increased deficit spending the government. And that's why the ultimate threat is not that the economy will go down to depression levels in the sense of people, 25% of people out of work. I think we're a long way from that. We have a tremendous amount of industrial accumulation and strength built into the economy. People have far many more things. They don't need to go to the store even for months, you know, if they had any food at all. But I mean, talking for buying regular products, because we accumulated so much. But so I'm not really feeling like the economy will self-destruct as much as I am that the government spending issue will self-destruct. This debt bomb is the thing that we're really facing. And it's a race to see that we'll get a real bomb or the debt bomb, which one will go off first. It looks like a convergence of all these forces are going to hit about the end of this coming decade. Well, in light of that, of course, my top story for today is Time Magazine comes to the rescue of the Fed. It's always telling, you know, when the establishment each year picked to put on the front cover of Time Magazine their Person of the Year. It is a major media maneuver. It's loaded with propaganda value. And it's played up by all the rest of the mainstream media for maximum effect. And at the same time, it gives those of us in the Liberty Movement a chance to see where the establishment is fighting to shore up an endangered agenda. They always put somebody on the cover that they want to promote that is, you know, dear to a secret agenda that they have. But Time Magazine's propaganda doesn't always work. In the aftermath of 9/11, you remember, they put Rudy Giuliani on the cover as Man of the Year, promoted him as America's mayor in preparation for launching him as president under the Republican banner, but that cross-dressing corrupt balloon just wouldn't fly with the Republicans, and they had to scramble to put McCain in place. It was the fastest turnaround politically I've ever seen the establishment do. But in this particular case, they have selected Ben Bernanke, chairman of the Fed, as the man of the year. And I don't think it's so much aimed at making sure he's reappointed as Fed chairman. I think that's all but assured. But to elevate him to a political form of sainthood so the bailout Ben can successfully defuse the coming audit of the Fed. I think that's what they're aiming at. If the powers that be don't derail Ron Paul's audit train, they know that a big, larger freight train is coming down the track behind it that will seek to outright abolish the Fed. And more so, because the audit, if it was really honest, would in fact bring out who the Fed has loaned all this $3 trillion to, and the American people are going to be outraged. Now, that really good audit isn't fully assured, in my opinion. Since Ron Paul has in his bill that a government agency will do the audit, those agencies can be leaned on, undermined, controlled, just like the 9/11 investigation. We have never had an honest, open federal investigation. They've all been cover-ups of government malfeasance, wrongdoing, and outright criminal activity. But let there be no mistake, to maintain control of fiat money creation is their number one control agenda, and the powers that be will stop at nothing to make sure the Fed and its secret dealing survive public scrutiny.
I fear you're right, but all we can do is pursue what's going on, because it's a wonderful educational opportunity to get the American people to understand that a small number of banks own the Fed, and it functions not to stabilize our currency, but at the present time is doing everything it can to certainly benefit the banks, and in the process is destroying the very foundation of our economic system, which is the foundation of the prosperity of the American people.
Well, and a lot of conservatives think, well, if you just got rid of Ben Bernanke, you know, we'd solve the problem. But, of course, the establishment has dozens of other Wall Street insiders that they can replace him with, so switching chairmen isn't going to solve the problem at all. You know, an example of that, as you look around the world at the role that Goldman Sachs plays in controlling world banking interest, Bill Sardi provided a partial list of former Goldman executives in high monetary positions. I mean, they're ubiquitous everywhere. Robert B. Zoellick, president of the World Bank. Dominique Strauss-Kahn, managing director of the International Monetary Fund. Mario Draghi, chairman of the Financial Stability Board. Adam Storch, the SEC. Gary Gensler, chairman of the Commodity Futures Trading Commission. Tim Geithner, Treasury Secretary. Larry Summers, chairman of Council of Economic Advisors. Of course, Geithner and Summers were both proteges of Robert Rubin, former CEO of Goldman Sachs, who was Clinton's Treasury Secretary. So this is, you know, very, very typical of how these people operate. Well, it's interesting that the runner-up to Ben Bernanke was none other than Nancy Pelosi. If anybody's popularity needed shoring up, it was hers, but Time Magazine probably saw this as a waste of good propaganda ammunition. Nevertheless, Time Magazine spent a lot of press after praising the virtues of Bernanke. They went on to praise Nancy Pelosi, saying House Speaker Nancy Pelosi made runner-up as Time's Person of the Year because she has consolidated more power than any other speaker in modern history. I mean, that's not supposed to be something positive. In an interview with reporters in the Capitol, Time said Pelosi outlined what in fact was an astonishing long list of her accomplishments. I would refer these more like sabotage accomplishments than anything else. They will sabotage the economy in the long run. And she listed from a hair-raising bank rescue to the largest fiscal stimulus in U.S. history to a climate change bill on health care legislation, millions of acres of wilderness set aside, food safety legislation, labor legislation, and, all of these to be considered landmark legislation in the most tragic sense, in my opinion. The big portion of their praise for her was her skill in corralling her fractious House majority. Now, notice they put these in positive things, corralling, fractious, as if they're running around helter-skelter, and she puts them into a corral and controls them. This is called arm-twisting in reality.
Well, that's your thought, Joel. We'll be back in just a moment here at The American.
Have a wedding, New Year's party, business conference, seminar, or holiday event coming up and can't seem to find that place that brings affordability and excellence together? Look no further. Celebrate the season with the redesigned Sable Landing Event Center, now open for your special occasions. Easily accessible and conveniently located 1.5 miles east of I-25 off Highway 119 at the Longmont Firestone exit. Sable Landing will delight your senses and impress your guests with stunning holiday lights, a peaceful garden courtyard, and beautifully lit fountain. Attention to detail and outstanding service is yours. Don't wait. It's peak season, so reserve your place now. Call for your private showing and ask how KHNC listeners can save hundreds on booking your wedding and special event now. 303-651-6427. That's affordable excellence at Sable Landing Event Center. That's 303-651-6427. Ladies and gentlemen, Mr. Tom Phillips, founder of The Green Herb.
The people who are controlling the government of America are the same people who are trying to control your family's health care. You can sit quietly by and accept their plan, or you can take responsibility for your health. What would happen if you could no longer obtain the medications you're now taking? Would you be forced to join the ranks of corrupt agents just to purchase the medicine? If you're one of the thousands of concerned citizens who would like to know more about a natural way, God's way to help, drop by the Green Herb for a natural solution and all the information you need to make an intelligent decision. Or go to our website, www.thegreenherb.com. Come by the Green Herb, located in Wheat Ridge, Colorado, on the I-70 Frontage Road North, 1 mile west of Kipling, or call 888-765-HERB, that's 888-765-4372, and be sure to listen to the Green Herb Show with Linda and Dr. Cass every Tuesday at 1 o'clock on KHNC.
Sterling Living Center believes the word elderly is synonymous with dignity. This holiday season, spend time with a senior and learn about life from the most experienced people in the world. That was from Sterling Living Center, where they feature the ultimate in skilled nursing care for the aged, convalescent, or chronically ill. Licensed nurses are on duty 24 hours a day, special diets, home-cooked meals, occupational speech and physical therapy, and a doctor on call. If you're thinking about knee or hip replacement, they have the finest rehab. Phone 522-2933. That's 522-2933. Article 4. The right of the people to be secure in their persons, houses, papers, and effects against unreasonable searches and seizures shall not be violated. And no warrant shall be issued but upon probable cause, supported by oath or affirmation, and particularly describing the places to be searched and the persons or things to be seized.
Well, I understand. Stan here at the American Freedom Network. Our guest, Joel Skousen. And Joel, before we go on, I want you to tell our listeners how they can get a subscription to the World Affairs Brief.
The World Affairs Brief is my weekly news analysis service. It comes out every Friday, and I try to insert back into the news the things that the media carefully omits that would change people's opinion about things. It's a very powerful tool of manipulation is to omit key truths that would, illuminate what the real motives are of things going on, and they selectively, of course, only present parts of reality, and that ends up being a distortion. People can receive a free sample copy of the World Affairs Brief if they want to email me at editor@worldaffairsbrief, and if they forget how to do that, they can go to the website worldaffairsbrief.com, and it tells them how to do that right on the front page.
All right, very good. And I certainly recommend Joel's material. It's something we check on a daily basis. Go right ahead, Joel.
Well, you know, it's very interesting how this is couched, this arm-twisting is couched in language that makes it seem relatively benign. Here's how they describe her ability to get results from her colleagues. She raises a ton of money for colleagues. She is relentless instead of, they don't say ruthless, relentless. She works harder than anyone else. She knows policies inside out. What she mean by knowing policies? She knows the rules of the House and how to twist arms and how to take advantage of those things that deny people, committee chairmanships or threaten their chairmanships or of a subcommittee. She's the master of a three-dimensional chess of House politics. It requires an intimate knowledge of the needs and limits of each member. You know, instead of threats and carrots, you know, that's what she's using to achieve the exquisite, if sometimes messy, blend of politics and perks necessary to pass legislation. I mean, this just sounds like we're sitting down at a restaurant, you know, and occasionally a little dirt gets on the floor. Well, you know, it's much dirtier than that. Whenever you talk to Tom Tancredo, who's been one of the few who's gotten out of there and said exactly the kind of arm twisting and threats that they do, I mean, it's just brutal. And in this week's brief, I give a few examples of how Reid in the Senate, Pelosi in the House, backed up by Obama's chief henchman, Rahm Emanuel. He's called the enforcer in the White House. The chief of staff is the one that's on the phone all the time, twisting arm or making promises to various congressmen to get them to come in the line. But apparently 22 senators are demanding an investigation into reports that the Obama administration threatened to close Offutt Air Force Base in Nebraska if that state's Democratic Senator Ben Nelson didn't join other Democrats in voting for health care reform. And, of course, they're up in arms about this because, I mean, on its face, it looks like the administration is willing to destroy a major base essential to America's national security just to get health care reform passed. In fact, it was a hollow threat. Offutt contains the backup underground military command and control center, and it can't easily be abandoned just like that. Nelson should have called their bluff today. And Nelson, you know, is the one who's holding the health care system hostage to the abortion provisions in there. He wants the health care system to continue to prohibit federal payments of any abortion, and they keep trying to give him some language that won't quite do that, but that will pacify him, and so far they haven't satisfied Nelson in that regard. But today it's Harry Reid's turn in the Senate to turn the screws. He gets the final numbers from the Congressional Budget Office on the cost of this unpopular health care reform package, and Reid says he's determined to file a motion of cloture today, cutting off debate, so he can get a vote by Saturday, and they can all go home for Christmas. Of course, delivering a, quote, victory for the president on reform. I mean, this is a high priority.
The important thing to point out is that what we're seeing is rule from above rather than representative government. I mean, our form of government is supposed to represent the electorate, people are elected to carry out the wishes of the people. What you're really seeing, the reality is, you're seeing people of great power with an agenda using the power, the money, threats of government, of this power elite to force our duly elected representatives to carry out their programs. I mean, this is the frightening thing. You have a small number of people who run our country, and certainly our founding fathers never intended for this concentration of power. They knew that power corrupts, and absolute power corrupts absolutely everyone, and it's about time we got to representative government, somebody who would represent the wishes of the people, rather than this elite group who want to control us from the cradle to the grave. That's what fascism is really all about, and that's what we have in Washington, D.C. today. And that's why so many people are so angry and disillusioned.
Well, what we really have is a very serious shadow government working under the scenes that controls both political parties, and that's why we don't get any change. It isn't that they don't have political differences between those political parties, but they're all minor in terms of the major essentials, in terms of big government and heading towards a globalist new world order. The majority are co-opted into going along with that, and there's only a small minority of honest politicians that are there, and they can be bent with a lot of these pressure tactics. I mean, this is a House, Congress that is full of minute rules and regulations that allow these leaders to twist arms and essentially set a congressman out in the cold and not give him any committee positions and do nothing and never recognize him if he doesn't play along. And that's a recipe for getting him unelected. He goes back to his constituency and his opposition come out and say, look, he's done nothing for us. He doesn't have a committee position, and that's because he won't compromise. And, you know, there's a lot of compromising people that resonates with that want a leader who can get things done, especially businessmen. They're really stupid that way. They are used to getting bang for the buck when they invest in their business things, and when they invest in a politician, they want somebody who can produce results. Well, sometimes the best results are just saying no, like Ron Paul does. You hire me to go up there and stop these bad laws, and that's what I'm doing. Well, Senator Harry Reid is claiming, or at least through some insiders, that if he can't get cloture on this bill, he's going to try to change the rule in the Senate to end debate with a simple majority. This would obviously be a temporary change in the rules. I mean, how he would get the votes to do that, I don't know. If you can't get the votes on cloture, I can't believe that it would only take a majority to change the rules on cloture. But that may be the way the Senate rules are done. Of course, then they would use a majority to change the rules right back to give the filibuster rule power again when they need it. I mean, this is selective use of law. And the reason they're stooping to these tactics is the health care bill is getting more and more unpopular. The more people know about it, the less they like it. It's going to be the largest middle-class tax increase in history to those of us who have to start to pay $5,000 to $7,000 a year in taxes to the health care that we don't now currently pay.
Well, you hang on. We'll be back in just a moment here with Gold Stone.
If catastrophe struck, would your family be prepared? Are you confident you wouldn't react in a panic? Is there one place to get all of your emergency supplies? Ferris Survival encourages you to have confidence through preparation, not panic through crisis. Ferris Survival, located at 3366 South Broadway, is a professional, reputable, full-service business providing quality, realistic preparedness supplies at an affordable price. Go online, stop by, or call 303-781-0343. Ferris Survival.
The people of Rush Housing Authority believe that respect and care for the elderly is important year-round. With the busy holiday season upon us, we must remember our seniors. Remember by offering a helping hand with chores, giving rides, or simply taking time to visit and make sure they're safe. Letting them know you care could be the greatest gift you give this year. That's from the Brush Housing Authority, who say our area is a great place to live, work, and raise our families. That's the Brush Housing Authority. For more information on programs, call 842-5046.
Just a good old boy. Hi, I'm Eric Cederstrom. For over a decade, I've been the CEO, shipping clerk, and janitor of the Patriot Trading Group. And in that time, I've made friends with tens of thousands of like-minded individuals all over this country, most like me, trying to raise a family, run a business, and make sense out of a world gone mad. I'm proud of the fact that through stock bubbles, housing bubbles, and financial chaos, our customers are prospering and doing very well. By keeping our prices fair and our service fast, we find that 80% of our customers not only reorder, but they tell their friends. Don't be fooled by hype and high pressure. Do business with a company you can trust. Call the Patriot Trading Group at 1-800-951-0592 or check out our website at allamericangold.com. You'll be treated with honesty and respect. You have my word on it. I'm Eric Cederstrom, CEO, shipping clerk, and janitor.
Taking your way, the only way they know how.
Well, Dr. Stan, I guess this morning, Joel Skousen. Joel, pick up the story.
Well, Copenhagen is ending up today, and it looks as if they're going to have to settle for less. I think this Climategate, which spurred the denier movement, as they call all of those who are denying the man-made global warming as if we're Holocaust deniers. I think we've been handed a blessing by the Lord to stop this juggernaut or at least slow it down. It was, I think, the forces of evil versus good were woefully unbalanced in the present struggle, and we need a little help. But there's a tremendous amount of infighting and bickering going on between the major players as well as the major power blocks, developed versus undeveloped countries. And we may just get a temporary respite. It doesn't look like they're going to be able to nail down anything concrete at the conference. They're going to come out with a big political statement, obviously reasserting the strength of their position. But in terms of any agreement with teeth, in terms of a new treaty to replace the Kyoto, it's not going to happen. China told participants of the UN climate change negotiations that it sees no possibility of achieving an operational accord. This week, dozens of heads of states, of course, are making their appearance, flying in with their jets and riding in their limousines, which is another story we take up here in this, focusing on the hypocrisy of these people. But even Obama, who's there today, has called for an operational accord, essentially a political agreement, he says, with teeth that can get countries working to curb or cut their greenhouse gas emissions, while a formal or binding treaty is hammered out in 2010, well, it's not looking that way at all. There is going to be no teeth. There will be the appearance of it in the verbiage that they hand out, but they can't simply agree on a mechanism. For example, China will not allow any inspections or any monitoring of its greenhouse gases, and so it doesn't matter what they sign if there's no inspection provisions. If there's no enforcement provisions, if there's no sanction provisions, it won't happen. And the U.S. is moving ahead with its own sanctions without the treaty by the EPA unilaterally declaring carbon dioxide a pollutant, and that opens the way for draconian requirements to cap it as a pollutant, which is almost impossible to do.
And, of course, what's so absurd about this is CO2 is essential for the normal process of photosynthesis, which, of course, leads to the growth of flowers and trees and things of that sort. You start trapping the CO2, you cut the CO2 in the atmosphere. Why? Crops and trees and other products don't grow well. This is organized madness. CO2 has been very much higher in past centuries. And they know that, but a lie told often enough and convincing enough, especially when you control the media and the educational system and the EPA, why at least some people will believe it. But the encouraging thing is the number of people who believe that we have global warming has fallen from 71% to about 51% over the last 10 years, and people all across America are beginning to wake up and realize that the government is lying, but more than that, that the media is controlled, and it's lying to us as well. So I'm guardedly optimistic by the way things are going, Joel.
Well, I'm feeling a little bit of optimism, too. There's a little bit of a glimmer of hope that we may be able to stop this and slow it down. I mean, we have some tremendously dangerous treaties being pushed and pieces of legislation that are coming up with the Obama administration. They've slapped another amnesty bill on the table in the House. It looks like that's going to start up next year. They're going to bring up the law of the sea, which will be a massive transfer of wealth and potential international taxation, loss of seabed control to even within the 200-mile limits won't be sovereign anymore. They'll all be under a United States bureaucracy. There's a new Clean Water Act coming out, which is actually removing the language from the bill saying navigable waters to all waters. So any large mud puddle on anybody's property becomes under the Clean Water Act, and this could be a disaster for the economy as well. You know, the issues we're facing with the Obama administration are just tremendous in terms of its negative potential and impact on the economy. So I think it's important for us to realize that and take a principled approach next time the pendulum swings back the other way. Obviously, conservatives or Republicans tend to become more conservative when the Democrats are in power. They tend to take the correct positions. But when they get back in power, we've seen this cycle go, you know, 10 times or maybe 6 times in my lifetime. It swings back to the Republicans, and they do nothing. You know, they have a false champion like Newt Gingrich coming up with a contract in America, and everybody's excited about taking our country back and turning things around. And what does he do? The first thing he do when he, as Speaker of the House, is pass NAFTA and GATT. You know, two globalist things that wasn't even on his contract agenda. And he never did get anything with the contract with America. The Republicans are always stymied by the you know, the pretended liberals, what they call moderates in their midst, who always turn over and vote with the Democrats. But when the Democrats are in power, we have some of those moderate, you know, vote with the Democrats, and so they get the juggernaut, they get the massive sweep of legislation, and the Republicans get back into office claiming that they're going to undo this, and they never do.
Well, I think what people have to understand is that they always want a controlled opposition. The Republicans are the controlled opposition. People say, boy, we'll get the Republicans in, without realizing you're going to have people planted there like Newt Gingrich, who is an immoral New Age leftist posing as a conservative. He can say all the right things, but you'd never judge a man by what he says. You look and see what he's done. And, of course, Newt Gingrich has betrayed conservative principles every time he's had an opportunity to. And so we understand they've infiltrated our conservative movements, our conservative religious movements, and the liberal movement. They control both sides. It's all a game. It's about time the American people woke up and we quit playing their game. Well, we're out of time, Joel. Thanks so much. We'll look forward to talking to you again next week. Bye-bye.
Thank you, Stan.
This is George Flynn of Words of Freedom. KHNC listeners are painfully aware of the forces that have brought our economy to the state it's in. We want financial advice from experts who understand what's really going on. The iMoneyCoach.com team has put all the knowledge they use to coach successful people and businesses into a 10-course training program for only a fraction of the cost. Thousands of dollars of training materials and videos for under $200. At iMoneyCoach.com, you'll get the knowledge you need to change your life for the better. iMoneyCoach.com.
Bill of Rights, Article 1. Congress shall make no law respecting an establishment of a religion, or prohibiting the free exercise thereof, or abridging the freedom of speech or of the press, or the right of the people peaceably to assemble and to petition the government for a redress of grievances. Article 2. A well-regulated militia, being necessary to the security of a free state, the right of the people to keep and bear arms, shall not be infringed.
Wayne's Automotive reminds us that a happy holiday means a safe holiday, and everyone can work together to make it come true. As we get together at office parties or family functions, let's make sure our friends and loved ones don't have too much to drink. That's Wayne's Automotive. For complete auto repair and towing, call 303-451-6880. They're equipped to have the right men take the very best care of your car. Call 303-451-6880 for towing and repair service. That's Wayne's Automotive at 10651 Irma Drive in North Glen. They're wishing you all a safe and happy holiday season. Celebrate a free Festival of Lights night with friends and family at the newly redesigned Sable Landing Event Center Sunday, December the 6th at 5 p.m. Enjoy cookies, hot chocolate, exciting stories, and special music as you stroll through the Winter Wonderland Garden Courtyard. Sable Landing's located 1.5 miles east of I-25 and the Longmont Firestone exit, 5961 Sable Avenue. Call 303-651-6427. Come and enjoy the free Festival of Lights nights. That's 303-651-6427.
Well, I'm Dan here at the American Network, and I hope you enjoy our program every Friday with Joel. And I think it's vitally important you understand that we have a small group of people who run our country. We talk about Goldman Sachs as one of the major forces in our country, and it is certainly a major force in finance. But Goldman Sachs is part of the Trilateral Commission, which is the key coordinating organization. There are only 87 members of the Trilateral Commission, North American branch of it, and included in those are the head of Goldman Sachs, the head of J.P. Morgan Chase, he was a member of the Trilateral Commission, the head of Citigroup, the head of the Bank of Canada, the head of the Bank of Israel. So it is this group that is the key coordinating group. Of course, I think there are 12 or 13 of those people from the Trilateral Commission in the Obama administration. The key positions are held, and this organization ties into the occult. And until you understand that behind everything is not simply Goldman Sachs, there is an occult movement that runs our government and is answerable to the powerful spiritual forces behind it. If you haven't seen my talk on or heard my talk on the financial Armageddon, you need to get it. You need to understand how it all fits together. You need to hear my talk on the forbidden secrets, my talk on the Brotherhood of Darkness, on the World Revolution. These are all DVDs. I talk on the planned police state, comes with the syllabus, planned population control. You need to get certainly our material on Nundare, called genocide, on the population control. That's separate from planned population reduction. But then you need to get Dr. David Ayoub's excellent DVD, because it comes with a CD-ROM. It's called Autism, Mercury, and the Global Vaccine Agenda, and simply points out that they know that the thimerosal in the vaccines is poisonous. That's why it's there. It's destroying the minds of our children, but it's destroying their fertility. This is why fertility rates are dropping throughout the world. Why would fertility rates be dropping in third world countries? Why? Because we're poisoning the children. We're poisoning their fertility. We're destroying both male and female fertility. It's all about population control. Understand the evil we're up against, and you can begin to understand what's going on today. Our number, 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. If you're in a position to help Radio Liberty, to join the Radio Liberty family of supporters, why, we would love to hear from you, because we need your support to maintain our network, which is reaching people across America with the truth they're never going to get from the major media. So go to our website, RadioLiberty.com. You can watch our DVDs, listen to our radio programs, read our newsletters for nothing. Encourage others to do that. Help us to get the word out. if people don't want to hear you, now don't get discouraged. They're going to be coming to you for information later. So explain to them what lies ahead, the continued economic contraction, the coming war, expansion of the war in the Middle East. Our number again, 1-800-544-8927. Until Monday, may the Lord be with you.
Now you can reach the American Freedom Network at our new P.O. Box, 1750 Johnstown, Colorado, 80534, or online at AmeriFree.com. Your family deserves wholesome organic food, and you shouldn't have to drive across town or spend all of your hard-earned cash to get it. Door to Door Organics brings you fresh organic fruits, vegetables, and groceries delivered straight to your door at a price you can afford. It's simple, convenient, affordable, and healthy. For delivery throughout